Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummerbrit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, powering a safe place for those in need, crisis accommodation will be expanded in Redfern, New South Wales, thanks to a $10,000 grant awarded to not-for-profit charity Canna Communities from energy provider Jimena. The funding will help expand operations at St. Francis House in Redfern, increasing crisis accommodation from 4 to 6 nights per week and adding a weekly community lunch. The initiative will provide shelter, meals and support to an additional 1,040 people annually. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Gemma Townsend, Jimena Senior Media and External Affairs Advisor. On the line, we have Gemma. Gemma, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Trevor. Thanks for having me on BBM.
Lovely. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
So I'm Gemma from Jemena, and Jemena is an energy provider that owns and operates a gas network in and around Sydney.
All right, beautiful. Thank you. So, look, fantastic support here. Money's a tool. Great money, $10,000, and award to not-for-profit Canna Communications from energy provider Jemena. So thank you very much, Jemena. Tell us about the process. Tell us about the money, the tool we're talking about, and how can it help people in regarding accommodation.
Yes, certainly. So Canna Communities is doing wonderful work out in the Redfern community. We know there's a huge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community in Redfern, so they're definitely doing some great work in that community. They are able to, because of this $10,000 grant provided by Jemena, expand their crisis accommodation from 4 to 6 nights a week, and also they can provide a weekly community lunch, which is great. People can go down, connect with their mob, have a chat, and get a nice meal.
Beautiful. Fantastic. So when you look at this support in this case, so we're talking about supporting people with accommodation, because accommodation across this country, we're at a crisis, are we not? So this is very supportive.
We definitely are. We know that right across every facet of our community,
yes,
cost of living is a real struggle, and that's why Jemena is so keen to give back to the communities that we operate in, because maybe we're just easing the pressure on families just that little bit.
Now, Canna's been in support for the last 7-odd years. As looking at figures here, provided about $870,000 in funding to 85 community groups, so hats off to Canna.
Yeah, well, that's Jemena's grants program. We've been running for seven years now. We actually have two streams of funding. So we have a wider community grants program, but we also have a First Nations stream that supports communities, Indigenous and First Nations communities where we operate, like Tennant Creek, Mount Isa, and even in Redfern, where the wonderful Kainer communities are doing such good work.
Teamwork makes a dream work. Gemma, it is happening. Fantastic. And look, like I said, hats off to you know, both organisations, Kainer, and the work that they're doing there. And big shout out to all our community members. Fantastic. Thank you very much for sharing, Gemma, and all the best to you and your team.
All right. No worries. Thanks, Trevor. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Deadly yarn there, beautiful yarn. Gemma Townsend, her name is. Jamina, Senior Media and External Affairs Advisor and Crisis Accommodation, which will expand in Redfern, New South Wales, thanks to a $10,000 grant awarded for a not-for-profit charity, Kainer Communities, from energy provider Jamina. So team effort there, and CEO of Kainer Communities, David Bullhausen, said the charity was deeply grateful to receive a grant from Jamina's Communities Grants Program. And we're talking about 7 years now. Jamina's been in this space and has already provided over $870,000 in funding to 85 community groups. And this includes $70,000 awarded earlier this year to initiatives supporting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island peoples. So, yeah, money's a tool and being productive with that tool. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, folks. Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Treasure each moment with you, knowing it's that feeling I miss when we're apart. The smile on your face, the sound of your laughter, the smell of your hair. Oh, I just can't get enough. Never get enough. Your love is all that I want, all that I need. While you're here, we'll cuddle tonight. Before you leave again, we'll do the best we can to ease the pain when you're away from me. All the time when you're around, I feel alive in the love with your love. You brighten my day with your sweet embrace. Your kiss can turn my day right around. You open my heart, saved me from loneliness. I simply live for you, I only breathe for you. I can't get enough of your love. Your love is all that I want, all that I need. While you're here, we'll cuddle tonight. Before you leave again, we'll do the best we can to ease the pain when you're away. Make me feel the way I feel for you. The tiny things you do, your caring ability, oh, your quirks and clumsiness and your passion and emotion. The only thing I need to say, I'll miss you when you've gone away from me. Stay with me tonight.
wait for me by the river, so I can take you by the hand, hand, yeah. And we can walk and we can talk for hours and hours about nothing in particular at all. Wait, wait, wait. Can lay beside the ocean, fire now right, and the hammock on our left, and the waves at our feet, and the stars will be the only lights that we see, for the red and the blue and the yellow that the burning fire bleeds. Listen, listen, listen.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Five Rocks as Busby Maru here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindy Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we've got across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, your mob, too deadly. All right, now the Australian Land Conservation Alliance, ALCA is the acronym, is a national peak body advancing nature conservation. They represent organisations doing on-ground work to protect, restore and manage nature on private and non-government land. The ALCA conference happens annually in a different location, and this time it's coming to Gimoy here in Cairns. It brings about around 400 people together, conservation practitioners, First Nation leaders and land managers. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Bruce Hammond, First Nation Engagement host, and we have Bruce on the line. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and how are you?
I'm good, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Bruce?
Yeah, my mob name.
Yeah, please, brother.
Yeah, First Nation Southeast, down at the Bungaditch country, yes. And connections to country in Eastern Orinda and Central Australia.
Beautiful. Big shout out to Mob. Thank you very much, brother. So here we have ALCA, Australian Land Conservation Alliance, having National Peak Body, Advancing Nature and Conservation, and having a conference here in Cairns on Gimoy. So tell us about the conference. What can we expect? Is it open for anybody to attend? And how do they apply for having seats at the table, so to speak?
No worries. It's ALCA 25, Tuesday the 7th to the 10th of October. It's next week. We just want to encourage all mob that can attend from Queensland and far north Queensland to come. You know, I'm looking forward to meeting over 400 delegates, 130 yes. speakers, including 40 First Nations people and organisations that protect, restore and manage country.
Yeah.
You know, this forum I've been involved with, this is my third one. I work at Bush Heritage Australia and we're a major sponsor of ALCA. It's a great way to make connections, share knowledge, and celebrate the great positive work managing country. We're going to have mobs there like Indigenous Desert Alliance, Ngarri Ngarri Tribal Council, North Australia Indigenous Land and Sea Management Alliance, Kirikara Rangers, Jumwa Jumwa Mobs, Bimara Mobs, Jabalbina, Yamachi Malpa, APN Cape York and Darba Land Trust. That's just to name a few. So we've got, you know, good representation. We've got this fantastic international speaker, Chief Anne Richardson, from the Rappahannock Tribe, Virginia, USA.
Yes.
She's going to be our keynote international speaker.
Beautiful.
She guided the establishment of a tribal government and played a central role returning ancestral land along the Rappahannock River to her people. She's just a solid lady. She's going to
Beautiful.
Bring good stories about how to protect country using law.
Yep.
And, you know, what their journey was over there. You know, ALCA have a really strong First Nation engagement strategy.
Good.
Their land conservation efforts, they must elevate First Nations knowledge, practice and leadership. So we create a culturally inclusive and safe space for all mobs. I'm there to help anyone along with a couple of other people from First Nations Startup, a company, and we support all the delegates, anything they need, we can help you through that. And we get there, we listen to First Nation voices, we share
exactly.
our experience. And
well, we are the professors in that field, are we not, Bruce, brother? In 60,000 years, hello.
Absolutely. And this conference acknowledges that.
Beautiful.
It's a platform for that voice, and it does it through listening and sharing it through the whole conference. It's not just one session. Every one of our sessions has an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander speaker. We've got, you know, like I said, it's grown from having a few delegates come to 30 last year, and we're hoping for upwards of 40 or 50. If you go to www.alcaconference.org.au and you put the code FNEB, First Nation delegates get a discount for the registration. So you can contact me via that website anytime, and I'm here to have a yarn with you. And it's just a fantastic event. ALCA are really solid in the way that they want, you know, one of their ethoses is to have the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice front and centre.
Yes.
And they're an organisation that listens and acts. And I'm really proud to be aligned with them, and I'll stand by them. They're getting in the trenches with us, brother, about how we're going to manage country.
Yeah, beautiful.
And they're listening and sharing this across. It's a good networking event for MOB too, because we can't do it by ourselves.
Exactly.
You know, we might get a little bit of land back here and there. Might get the opportunity to speak for our country, but we've got no tools to do it with. No fuel costs money. Tyres cost money. It costs money to be out there. We need these partners in the conservation sector to help us strive and survive. You know, we don't just want to be out there and say this is our country. We want to manage it.
Yeah, beautiful. Bruce, so this is an annual event that ALCA organises, and now coming to Cairns here, Gimoi. Fantastic. 400 people. What are the dates?
Tuesday the 7th to Friday the 10th of October.
Okay,
and
17,
I just want to say, Trevor, that was an exact thing that ALCA wanted to do. We wanted to bring it to the regions. We've had it in capital cities, and we wanted to bring it out a bit further so that regional people could come.
Beautiful.
And we're really encouraging MOBs from Far North Queensland and Gimoi, if they can come, you'd be welcome. Just get on that website, go for registration, and get that discount.
And what's the website, please, brother?
It's alcaconference.org.au.
alcaconference.org.au. Lovely.
And then you can go scroll there, you'll see information about where it is. It's at the Cairns Convention Centre. They've got a really professional website that gives you everything you need.
Beautiful.
There's a big blurb in there, a big lot of knowledge about the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander policy and what we're there to support.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm going to be at the conference. I'll be there to help anyone who attends, you know, make it fun and enjoyable.
Yes.
We can put you in touch with the right people to sit at the table about, you know, how we stand together and walk together in the future.
So we're talking about rangers, we're talking about traditional owners, we're talking about First Nation people, open and welcome to come to the conference, yes?
Yes, absolutely. Anyone who manages country has got an interest in country, which we all do and we all have.
Yes.
And we have everyone from major Aboriginal corporations to rangers on the ground. Every element of those mobs are important. We all do a task, and not one of us can do it standing alone. So we invite everyone in that space. If you can get there and you've got the time and the energy,
good.
Have a look, come down. Every time we get new people, they come back because it's such an important event.
Yes.
And it's all and Aboriginal people are the biggest private landholders in Australia. Let's call it out.
Exactly. Like, call it out. Exactly. The big island. First Nation people.
We've got to get to these conferences and rub shoulders with the decision makers, because we are the decision makers on our country.
Yeah. So true, brother. So true. And, you know, they're looking for life on planet Mars. We need to look at this planet first, don't we, Bruce?
Absolutely. Look, we've been looking at this country just quietly.
Just quietly.
And now we've just got to stand up and show the way. You know, we've got cultural fire practices. There's a whole lot of different other practices about managing water, managing country, and, you know, how we, you know, leave a soft footprint on our country, how we manage the species, get rid of the ferals and get rid of all these weeds and make sure the country's healthy.
Yeah,
and just getting people on country gets us healthy, you know. Like, we need access to this country.
Exactly.
And we've got to open up those locks on those gates so we can get on this country.
I would say that, and I would also say, Bruce, that so-called professional people working with land coming to the table, they become students in regarding the education knowledge that we have, First Nation people, to put across the table. So they've got to be open-minded for the learning as well.
I'll tell you straight up, this conference is like a big sponge for them.
Yes.
For them Gadia mob, you know, like, they come in, they learn, they listen, and they stand with us. You know, they're looking for our guidance, and this is one of the rare opportunities for First Nations people to sit in an honest forum in an honest way
And, you know, our voice is strong at these events. Our voice is the leadership and the knowledge.
Yeah.
And people are hungry for that, but they've got to do it with us, not for us.
Yeah, beautiful, brother. So thank you so very much, brother. So people can apply to attend 7th to the 10th of October, alcaconference.org.au, and you'll be there to support. How long have you worn this hat for, Bruce?
I've been with Bush Heritage for nearly 6 years now, and this is my third ALCA conference and supporting
Beautiful.
The event. I'm really proud to be part of it and tell the mobs out there that if they use the code FNEB when they register, they'll get a discount.
FNEB. Fantastic.
Yep.
Brother, good yarn with you. Thank you very much. And, looking forward to seeing your mob here at Gimoy, Cairns. All the best. You take care and be in touch, my friend.
I can't wait. Thank you for welcoming me to your country, brother.
Too deadly, brother. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there, and that's Bruce Hammond, his name is, First Nation Engagement Host for ALCA 25 Conference. ALCA, the deadly organisation that's a part of this fantastic event, Australian Land Conservation Alliance. So there it is, National Peak Body, Advancing Nature Conservation, and all happening here in Cairns on Gimoy at the Convention Centre. So if you want to apply to attend, they're looking for all traditional owners, all rangers, and all First Nation people to attend ALCA Conference, ALCA, one word, alcaconference.org.au. And if you mention FNEB, you get a discount there as well. So there it is, your mob. Have your say in Yarnup Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Bushfires happen every year in Queensland. It's time to prepare your mob and home. Make a bushfire survival plan so everyone knows what to do. Pack an evacuation kit with all the important items you and your mob might need. Check fire danger ratings and listen to any bushfire warnings. Find out more, search Bushfire Survival Plan. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Why did you get vaccinated?
Vaccinations are the best way to protect us from serious and preventable diseases. When you visit the free Wootropperin vaccination pop-up clinic, you'll be entered into the monthly draw to win 6 months free fruit and vegetables delivered directly to your door every week. Wow, that's a great reward to protecting your family. One entry for every free vac shot. This Wednesday in Coral K Clinic in Manura. No appointment needed. Just walk in 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Check out Wootropperin's Facebook page for more details.
Station sponsor.
Jah Love, that's Will Kepper, big shout out, featuring Michelle Selt here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call if you have a yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trevor Murray from McCurry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live hit the first station radio station here in Cairns and Yidindi country, BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service. And big shout out to the NERS team. The number again, 1-800-422-416. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. Otherwise, our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM, Yarn Up Strong. Here's the media release. Thank you to NIT, that's National Indigenous Times. Charges laid over alleged assault of Indigenous girl. QPS, Queensland Police Service, has confirmed two men have been charged over alleged assault of two teenage girls at Mount Sheridan in Cairns, Gimoy, on September 22nd. A QPS spokesperson said the detectives from the Cairns Child Protection Investigation Unit laid charges following investigations into the incident. A 20-year-old man, a Mount Sheridan man, has been charged with one count of dangerous operation of a motor vehicle and two counts of assault, occasionally bodily harm, whilst armed in the company. A 53-year-old Mount Sheridan man has been charged also with one count of assaulting, occasionally bodily harm. Both men are scheduled to appear in Cairns Magistrate Court on October 10. Police take all offences against members of the community seriously and are committed to ensuring those involved are put before the courts, the spokesperson said. The charges follow public concern after footage circulated showing a 14-year-old Torres Strait Islander girl being detained by police while men were seen standing nearby. The girl was later taken to hospital with bruising and soreness and has since confirmed she is recovering. One of the men linked to the incident was dismissed from his job after community backlash to social media posts about the assaults. And I will add that Bummer Bripper Media did reach out to the family and shown support and concern, and they thank for the approach, but are dealing with this in a legality sense. So there it is, and look, thoughts and prayers are going out to the young girl there. So there it is, your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Big yarn in circle it is, National Talk Black. And big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours. Thank you for your support and the work that you do and keeping our mob up to speed on what's happening on the big island of Australia. Have your say in Yarn Up Song, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, this is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Ah,
We are a land bound by sea. And though I may travel far across the ocean, he'll never forget me.
You're here with John Paul Janke, and you're tuned into National Talkback with Trendy Trev. Trendy Trev, egammon.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned into National Talkback.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
on your mob. It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Them two been gone, them two been buying a one banana. Monkey speak for turtle, you stop ya. Yeah. I gonna keep banana boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and they suited them two pulled a belly up. You sub it something, you sub it dump a matter bully fly, 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 fly. Chill, 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 chill. And the turtle, them two go e-a-e-i, them two bine, one banana. A monkey speak for turtle, you stab e-a-e-i, I go knock your banana, boy you me, yeah. Bossy come and me suti them two. Sabe dampa, mata bully fly, fly bully. She up shoo, mo colega. She up shoo, alga de. She up shoo, one time. She up shoo, monkey and the turtle. Them two go e-a-e-i. Them two pine, one banana. A monkey speak for turtle. You stop e-a-e-i. I gonna keep banana, boy you me, yeah. Bossy come and me suti them two. Them two pull down, belly up, yeah, yeah, yeah. You sabi something, you sabi damper. Mata bully fly, fly bully. She up shoo, buckle a guy. She up shoo. She up shoo one time. She up shoo. Monkey and the turtle, them two been gone. Them two been pine a one banana. Monkey speak for turtle, you stop ya. Yeah. I gonna keep banana boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and the suti them two. Them two bold and belly up. You sabi something, you sabi dump a matta bully fly, 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 fly. She up shoo. Oh, calling her. She up shoo. How good it? She up shoo. One time. She up shoo. Monkey and the turtle. Them two go e-a-e-i. Them two pine. One banana. A monkey speak for turtle. You stab e-a-e-i. I go knock a banana. Boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and me suti them two. Something you sabi dumper. I'm at a bully fly, fly bully. She up shoo, oh kulega. She up shoo, one time. She up shoo, one time. She up shoo, monkey, monkey. For turtle, you stop, yeah. I gonna keep banana, boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and they suti them two. Them two bold and belly up, eh. You sabi something, you sabi dump a matta bully fly, 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 fly. She up shoo, oh colega. She up shoo, how got it? She up shoo, how? She up shoo, monkey, monkey. Monkey, monkey.
Monkey, monkey.
nice young men, and that's Malta running up here with your daily program, National Talk Black. Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? 1-800-422-416. We've got a caller on the line. Good morning. How are you? Hello, who's this?
Selwyn, brother.
Hey, Selwyn. Very good morning. How are you, brother?
I'm very well, thank you, brother. Yeah, brother.
Good. What you and yarn about?
Uncle, you read out there, brother. Whether the perpetrator or the victim is right or wrong, the sentiments are, I feel like, well, the sentiments are still the same, brother. Mm. Brother, we're gonna quick Danny named Skeleton Creek.
Mm. Skeleton Creek.
And you might remember that little boy down in Edmonton with an 18-year-old got him and turned his little boy up and put him head first into the concrete.
Mm.
You might remember that. And that little boy in Perth, that little Cassie's mother,
yes,
and the little kid at the broom swimming pool.
Mm.
The sentiments are the same. Nam, brother, you like swearing.
Exactly.
Nam, brother,
yep.
We have to teach them a lesson. It's still there.
Exactly.
And, brother, you know what? Did you watch Cleveland on 60 Minutes on Sunday?
Mm. No, I didn't. I missed it, but go ahead.
Yeah, brother, it was about, they visited Alva Beach again, brother. Remember Alva Beach?
That yes.
bloke, I
yes.
think that Sheila, that was in Robbie, her dad's, used to play for the NRL too.
Mm.
Candace, I forgot his last name.
Mm.
But remember that young fellow, he was in the house and the mother, two blokes come there. But on Sunday, they returned to pay a visit to that. And it's a minefield, brother, like here we have cattle's mob, you know, that they call it cattle law, the right to harm yourself. But it can really bad for the people when they become vigilante, brother. That
exactly.
happened in town, yeah, too, when the little fellow got killed in an accident down there, and it's one non-Indigenous fellow, he decided to take after him, and he killed another non-Indigenous lady. That non-Indigenous lady, that's a young lady, lovely lady, she said, what can you do with that? And this fellow decided to jump in the car and be a vigilante.
Sure, exactly. Taking the law in their own hands, which is not right.
Yeah, brother,
which is not
that
right.
Stopped when Chris Haley was down in Gold Coast. He got in trouble for a police pursuit. And I'm thinking now, brother, how are we going to hear any more from what happened up at Murray Street, brother?
Mm.
And there's another hit and run, brother. That little boy, brother, he's 9 years old. Like breaking up. I feel like, you know, set some time. That little boy in Reservoir Road, brother, 9-year-old boy, he had a back lorry, eh? And that fella, they didn't charge him at all, that bugger. They never charged him, brother.
Yeah.
He was going across the road, and they saw his vehicle go up Reservoir Road, and he stopped it. And you could Google it, brother. That fella wasn't charged at all. And that program on Sunday, 60 Minutes, I think, you can see the victim side, and there's a bully that was in the investigation. He said that he wasn't happy, and he's having PTSD or something, PTSD or something.
Mm.
And it showed, brother, they could get it all wrong. And I like to talk about that 94-year-old lady with that bully and went to that pension home or something, eh?
Mm.
And he killed her. But she died from she died from the Taser, I think it was.
Mm.
94.
Yeah, that's right.
Claire
exactly.
Dolan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She died. And I look at that, and I look at that Joyce Clark. She from WA. Murray lady that was on the road. She got shot. And I think the people that are for vigilantes, they need to have a look at that, because you know why, brother? I don't know if it's ironic. The one that it can happen, you know, like, vigilantes, you can happen to their own mob, you know, like that Alva Beach show.
Well, exactly, but vigilantes, you can't take the law in your own hands, brother.
Brother, his name,
yep,
his name that killed that Claire Nolan, his name is Christian White. You want to name it, brother?
Christian White.
Christian White, that's his name. Front of the K.
Yes.
And it can always go pear-shaped, eh, brother, like this cattle mob now talking about cattle law. And and even with NAM, brother, NAM, you can put a... when they attack those people at the sovereignty place, there, when they attack them, put a gun in their hand, it's the same as... same as Beersheba, brother,
yes.
When those attacking the Muslim, because that follow that constant massacre, he went to Beersheba. He's the hero.
Brother, we're going to continue this yarn. I've got to go, but thank you, my brother.
Okay, brother.
That's someone there, regular caller, adding to the conversation. But, yeah, vigilantes cannot take the law in your own hand is what he alluding to. But Trinity Trev got a sign off to you, Mob. Thank you for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We'll yarn soon, you Mob. Too deadly.